B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Video released by Florida Highway Patrol shows a man driving westbound on Interstate 4 while sitting on top of his sunroof.
This is the most insane footage, and he's like Kate Winslet in Titanic.
I was having a hard time understanding how he was able to do this. It's explained in the story.
Right.
Police arrested Leonard Olson, who's 70 years old, by the way, after an off-duty sheriff's deputy recorded video of the man's actions and notified the Florida Highway Patrol. While following the driver, the off-duty deputy says the vehicle, driven by Olson, was going more than 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Then suddenly slowed down to 40, and at one point, the off-duty deputy observed the driver stand up and sit on his open sunroof while the vehicle was still traveling on the interstate. So he's sitting, his butt is actually up on the roof of the car.
Wow. Did the car have autonomous driving?
Nope, but I'll explain.
Yeah.
Troopers pulled over Olson. Asked him about reports of him sitting on top of his sunroof while traveling down the freeway. Olson initially said he didn't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. Olson then told deputies that he wanted to turn himself in. When asked why, the arrest report claims Olson stated that, quote, "My wife treats me like a servant and she's the mistress and I'm tired of this S." Olson then stated that he would rather go to jail than go back home. Damn. So he was taken into custody. Now, troopers say they then showed Olson a video of him sitting on top of the sunroof while the vehicle was in motion. The incident report says Olson then admitted that it was him, and he stated that his vehicle was on cruise control at the time. So he must have been steering with his feet.
Probably.
And he had the cruise control.
That's the safe way to do it.
Taken over for him. So he said the car drives itself and had a gigantic computer in it.
Oh. I just asked a computer to drive for me.
Olson added, "I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute.
To meet him in person.
And I thought that it would be nice at the time, and that's what I did."
Aw. Yep. He seems like he's got it all together.
Story of this Florida man. Yep.
Florida man. Florida man.
Olson was charged with reckless driving, by the way.
So. Seems like the whole wife thing was just an after the fact.
I don't know. A perplexing riddle affecting dozens of families in the Cleveland area has finally been solved, but not before weeks of wreaking havoc on people who, bizarre as it sounds, were unable to open their car and garage doors. In late April, residents of the town of North Olmsted, Ohio, began finding that their wireless car key fobs and garage door openers had simply ceased to function or worked unpredictably when they did work at all. Sometimes it would be one of a pair of remote key fobs that wouldn't work while the other one did. At other times, car doors could be opened wirelessly when parked in other places, but if the vehicle returned to North Olmsted, the locked doors became inert once more. While dozens of neighbors across multiple nearby streets all reported the same phenomenon, nobody knew what was causing the widespread malfunction. Some suggested that it might relate to goings-on at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, or even a technological hazard related to a NASA research center in the area. Others, including city officials, suggested the malfunction might be related to telecommunications, electricity providers, who dispatched their own crews to investigate whether whatever could be jamming the residents' radio transmitters. Now, the culprit, it turns out, was a homemade device invented by a local electronics enthusiast. He designed a specialized gadget to inform him if anybody was upstairs in his house when he was working downstairs in the basement.
And it was jamming all those other devices?
Yeah, an official said he has a fascination with electronics. They described the anonymous local inventor as an individual with special needs who had no idea of the harm he was causing in the wider community.
Oh, boy.
Simply due to the radio frequency his gadget continuously operated on. The way he designed it, it was persistently putting out 350 megahertz signal, and there was no malicious intent of the device. That constant broadcast effectively jam the radio signal for radio devices installed in car doors and garage doors, which frequently operated the 350 megahertz to 433 megahertz radio band.
It also allowed him to control Bigfoot, right?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
We can't rule that out. The home-invented gadget has now been identified and disabled. There will be no further interference generated by it, and the resident has agreed to not make such devices in the future. So it was just a misunderstanding. But
all things concerned, that's pretty clever on his part, though.
Yeah, everybody was weirded out by it.
Yeah.
The Reserve Bank of Australia have introduced Australia's new $50 bill. It came out last October. Well, it's been discovered to contain a typo on it.
Oh, man.
One side of the bill depicts Edith Cowan, the first woman to serve in Australia's parliament. It also features microtext from her first ever speech to Western Australian Parliament, which is where the typo comes in. It says, "It is with great responsibility to be the only woman here, and I want to emphasize the necessity which exists for other women being here." The word responsibility is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, no.
The mispronunciation, fortunately, it occurs three times on the note, and fortunately, there's only 46 million bills containing the typo that are in circulation.
So that chunk of the speech is contained on the bill, but it's written in, you said, like, microtext?
Microtext, but right. It's written three times on the note, and so each time it is misspelled. 46 million bills contain the typo.
It's astonishing. You would figure that something like that would be vetted a little bit better.
Yep. A large perfume theft from a beauty supply store led to a chase and the arrest of two female suspects on Tuesday. Two women were in jail, charged with strong-armed robbery, along with other charges for stealing perfume and resisting arrest. Police say the two women walked into the Ulta Beauty store before 11 a.m. Tuesday and stole $3,600 worth of perfume.
Jeez!
They cleared out several shelves of high-end perfume. Some clerks tried to stop them but quickly stepped back when they got worried for their own safety. And that's why they're charged with strong-armed robbery. Undercover police later spotted the two driving in a car that had an article of clothing blocking the rear license plate, just as a witness had described the initial calls to police. The covering was determined to be a pair of panties as the police began to follow the car and sped away. So, yeah. So they actually covered up the license plate with panties.
Sure, that'll work.
On purpose, and they left them there. So it stood out fairly well.
It's illegal to keep panties on your license plate, correct?
I believe so. Yeah. It sped away. The car unsuccessfully tried to jump some railroad tracks.
Oh, for the perfume theft?
Yeah, their vehicle was disabled. All four tires were flattened because they tried to drive over the tracks. The suspect did not know that they had turned down a street that dead-ended onto the tracks, and all the stolen property was recovered. The two women got out and ran, but were promptly arrested afterwards.
Listen, busted. We're fans of Ulta. They have the most wonderful bathroom you could possibly imagine.
We used it for years at the Camp Out for Hunger when we were at the Metroplex. Yeah, so.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
It was only a matter of time, of course. There's now a porn video of two people having sex in a Tesla while it was driving on autopilot.
Of course.
Of course. The video, in the video, a man driving a Tesla picks up adult actress Taylor Jackson for a Tinder date.
Gee.
But about 45 seconds into the rendezvous, the pair decide to have sex in the Tesla. The driver manages to keep a hand on the wheel for some of the initial heavy petting and oral, but for much of the 3 minutes of copulation, the software is in control. The video seems to have been uploaded to Pornhub around the end of April. Within a couple of days, the video caused Tesla to be the number one search on Pornhub.
Of course.
Tesla states on its autopilot guide that it's currently not a self-driving system and the feature is intended to use with a fully attentive driver.
Well, partially attentive.
Who has their hands on the wheel and is prepared to take over at any time. So
you know this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, cars will be marketed in the future on this this possibility.
Yeah, probably. Police in Japan said Monday that they had arrested a 78-year-old man on suspicion of abandoning the body of his mother, who was in her 90s at their home. According to police, Katsuyoshi Nabata, who lived alone with his mother, said that his mother died last June.
She died last June.
They just found out.
Yeah.
Her decayed body was found by Nabata's 47-year-old son on Saturday night when he came to visit his father and grandmother.
Wait, what's this?
For the Golden Week holidays. He found his grandmother's corpse on the bed in her first-floor bedroom.
And she's just sleeping like a log.
And he notified police. On Sunday, Nabata was located at a hot spring facility and arrested.
Oh, I completely forgot.
Yeah, he was in the hot spring. He was relaxing, you know.
She's been dead for about 6 months.
Local media reported that he told police that he had continued to collect his mother's pension after she
died. There we go.
Yep. A man caused a scare in downtown San Diego last week when he allegedly waved what looked like an assault-style rifle out of the window of a hotel room, but the purported weapon turned out to be a bong.
Oh, officers,
an assault bong?
Officers were patrolling the trolley line when someone approached and told them that a suspect had brandished an assault-style rifle at them from a third-floor window at the Palms Hotel. Officers cordoned off the area, halted trolley traffic, and went to the room at the residential hotel where the alleged brandishing occurred. They ordered the occupants out of the room and detained a man and a woman. And a search of the premises turned up a gold-colored replica firearm that looked like a smaller version of an AR-15 rifle, but was actually a bong that can be used for smoking marijuana.
So by design, it's supposed to look like an AR-15?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. That's pretty weird.
The item was found in the refrigerator.
Did they pull the roach clip out of it so it wouldn't go off?
The man will be booked on suspicion of exhibiting a replica firearm in a threatening manner. The woman was released.
That's crazy.
This was from last week, too. I didn't get a chance to get to it. A British soldier was killed by an elephant during a counter-poaching operation in Malawi. Matthew Talbot, who is 22, was on patrol when he was charged by the animal. His commanding officer described Guardsman Talbot as a determined and big-hearted man. Talbot was serving in his first operational deployment. The patrol of armed British Army soldiers and African Park Rangers was walking through tall grass up to seven feet high when they disturbed an unseen herd of elephants.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, one of them charged at the guardsmen, and he died soon from his injuries.
If only elephants were bigger.
No one in the no one else in the patrol was hurt. Operation Corded, the name given to the Army's counter-poaching deployment in Malawi, assists in the training of Rangers in a bid to help them crack down on the illegal wildlife trade. One more story, and then we got to wrap it up. Let's go with this. A French man who has spent more than 4 months floating across the Atlantic Ocean in a giant orange barrel has arrived at his Caribbean destination.
I made it.
Jean-Jacques Seven.
And it only took 4 months.
Set off from the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa on December 26, 2018, heading west in a barrel-shaped capsule he had built himself. Seven, who was 71 at the time of his departure, spent the first 4 months of 2019 in his barrel, traveling at about 2 miles an hour with no engine and relying entirely on the ocean's current to guide his journey. That's insane.
Of course it is.
He surprised locals as he came ashore on the tiny Dutch Caribbean island of St. Eustatius.
I am completely out of my mind.
Shortly after midnight last week, bringing a mammoth 2,930-mile journey to a close. He said, "Everything has an end. Finally, here I am at the end of this adventure." After stepping foot on land for the first time this year, a diving center on St. Eustatius welcomed Seven, adding on Facebook that he was also given a room at a hotel on the island, which has a population of just over 3,000 people.
The multitude of ways he could have died.
Easily.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.